Forget everything you know about SSH and try Tailscale. Imagine if you didn't need to manage PKI or rotate SSH keys every time someone leaves. That'd be pretty sweet, wouldn't it? With Tailscale SSH, you can do exactly that. Tailscale gives each server and user device a node key to connect to its VPN, and it uses the same node key to authorize and authenticate SSH. Basically, you're SSHing the same way you manage access to your app. What's the benefit here? Built-in key rotation, permissions as code, connectivity between any two devices, reduced latency, and there's a lot more, but there's a time limit here. You can also ask users to re-authenticate for that extra bit of security. Sounds expensive? Nope, I wish it were. Tailscale is completely free for personal use on up to 20 devices. To learn more, visit snark.cloud/tailscale. Again, that's snark.cloud/tailscale. Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS. I'm Corey Quinn. Let's get after it. Amazon Chime announces new mobile apps with features to improve your meeting experience. I'm excited about this, but it's been a week and they're still not in the Apple app stores. I don't know who to yell at. Amazon Detective improves search by supporting case insensitivity. It's easy to sit here and cast stones for this taking so long, but honestly, I just assumed they were working on higher priority things like making recognition stop supporting racial insensitivity. AWS Activate is now open to all startups. This is a good thing. From the looks of it, you can get credits for a business without having to spend three times their value filling out forms first. AWS CloudFormation Stack Sets increases limits on three service quotas. You can now deploy up to 100,000 stack instances per stack set, which is a mind-bogglingly complex org account structure to me. So if you need this or anything close to it, please reach out. I want to talk to you about how your environment works because there's some things I don't get here. AWS IQ now supports partners and independent consultants in Australia, Europe, Japan, and other regions. Amazon IQ, validating Upwork's business model, expands beyond its initial launch of USA only. Announcing a new Cost Explorer console experience. I can't honestly decide whether I dislike it because it's bad or it is in fact a good change and I'm just prickly because 6 years of muscle memory have now been forced to change. Omdia study, how the media and entertainment industry uses cloud marketplace solutions. Okay, this is the first thing that I've ever seen from AWS that causes me to seriously reconsider my stance that the AWS marketplace is purely to avoid procurement hassles. Best practices for hosting regulated gaming workloads in AWS local zones and on AWS outposts. A regulated gaming workload is a type of workload that's subject to federal, state, local, or tribal laws related to the regulation of gambling and real money gaming. Examples of this are casino operations, online poker, and not checking your AWS bill several times a week. Reducing AWS Fargate startup times with ZSTD compressed container images. Compress it to be smaller and it moves a lot faster is just one of several lessons we can take from childhood snowball fights. Some jackhole will inevitably try and sneak a rock into one at some point applies less to Fargate and more to SageMaker Canvas's billing dimensions. Managing your game studio on AWS Part 2. This is pretty rich, given that a game studio recently posted a heartbreaking message about how Amazon GameSpark shutting down is eviscerating them and they have to kill their game. Honestly, I don't know which cloud I'd trust if I were a gaming studio these days.
This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Sysdig. Sysdig secures your cloud from source to run. They believe, as do I, that DevOps and security are inextricably linked. If you want to learn more about how they view this, check out their blog. It's definitely worth the read. To learn more about how they are absolutely getting it right from where I sit, visit sysdig.com and tell them that I sent you. That's sysdig.com. And my thanks to them for their continued support of this ridiculous nonsense.
Netflix innovates and entertains the world, powered by AWS. Wait, Netflix is an AWS customer? Why didn't anyone mention this in a keynote, white paper, webinar, job posting, tattoo, LinkedIn profile, or unsolicited in every elevator at reInvent? how to use AWS Config and CloudTrail to find who made changes to a resource. Your blameless culture can now seamlessly pivot to a blame Steven culture. Introducing AWS Global Accelerator IPv6. It's finally happening. IPv6 is starting to become ubiquitous. What will three very specific people that I'm thinking of find to annoy people about now? Canary testing with AWS App Mesh and Tecton. Look, if you've got to test it this many times, I'm just going to call it. Your canary is probably not going to get into Harvard. The economic impact of AWS's investment in Japan. I just flat out adore posts like this. Why should I use AWS instead of my own data center? Has a lot of answers, but there's something visceral about AWS invested over $2.3 billion in data centers so far this year in Japan alone. Goldman Sachs and AWS examine efficient ways to load data into quantum computers. Faced with struggles regarding their foray into retail banking, Goldman Sachs repositions around extra-dimensional banking. And finally, the importance of a mentor in your cloud learning journey. And look, this one is just too important to snark about. Mentors are everything when it comes to making the most of your career. If you don't have one, I can't urge you strongly enough to find someone you trust to give you context around so many things. An awful lot of our careers are built around unspoken norms, and those are only passed on through mentorship-style conversations. Find someone, please. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. More to come this week.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.